Well, Wesfarmers has released its half-year results today, and net profit was largely in line with what many analysts were expecting in Australia. Net profit after tax up close to 6% over the 6 months to December last year, coming in at about $1.1 billion. Wesfarmers has also decided to pay out a dividend, but it is smaller than this time last year. In fact, a 25% drop on February 2019, coming in at 75 cents per share, and they'll be payable at the end of March. So why did it happen? Well, basically at the end of 2018, Wesfarmers offloaded Coles, and that has meant that the company is very much reliant on its Bunnings chain. That's where it's making about 60% of its profits. Revenue up 5.5% for Bunnings over the half, profits up a solid of 3%, and it opened 4 new stores over the half. So of course, the hardware chain has a clear position as a leader in the sector, but essentially a monopoly as well. Profits for Officeworks and Kmart chains, well, they improved, but at the end of the day, they're only a small contributor to the business's bottom line when you compare it to Bunnings. But having said that, it still managed to help offset some of the losses, the decline coming through from Target and also the chemicals and fertilisers business to boot. But Target's total sales dropped about 4.5%. It did blame that on things like there just being fewer people making their way through their stores, but also people conducting fewer actual transactions while they're in the stores as well. Another thing which hit Target was the underpayment of a certain wages, about $9 million in fact. So Wesfarmers spun off Coles a little over a year ago, but it still has maintained a 15% stake in the group over that period. So that has added about $73 million to Wesfarmers' profits. Over the last 24 hours, though, Wesfarmers has announced its decision to move further away from Coles. It's reducing its stake in the supermarket chain from 15% down to 10%. Now, moving forward from here, no specific guidance was provided for Wesfarmers for the year. But overall, its shares have improved on this solid result. Over the past 2 years, Wesfarmers has been in the process of trying to reposition the business. So it's moving away from Coles, but also Quadrant Energy, which is WA's biggest gas supplier, coal mines, Kmart Tyre, freeing up capital to allow the business to seek some higher growth possibilities in the future.